the rest of the story. When Sarah Bush Johnson married widower Thomas, she had envisioned a peaceful, secure life. Now, here they were, along with 11 members of their extended family, heading through treacherous territory by covered wagon for the western frontier. It was a cold, wet march. The river before them had overflowed its banks, turning the lonesome prairie into a lake of ice. With no way around the ice, the wagons started directly across. They'd made a quarter mile or so when Sarah's 21-year-old stepson cried out. All heads turned to see the young man's pet mongrel dog in the gray-white distance. The animal had apparently leaped from the wagon on which it was riding and was now stranded as the ice between them and him had begun to shatter. "Too bad," somebody muttered, and the pioneer party turned to press on. All but Sarah's stepson, who was frantically removing his boots and rolling up the legs of his breeches. Somebody else called out, "Don't be a fool, it's only a dog." To which the young man replied that he could see where the water was shallow enough to wade if necessary. "Go on without me," he said. And they went on without him. Thomas wrung his hands as his son disappeared into the mist. He recalled other occasions on which the boy had behaved similarly. Age 7, he'd been told to shoot a turkey for the table, and he obeyed, but obviously traumatized. The boy announced to the family that he would never kill any living thing again. "What about fishing?" his father, amused, asked. The youngster shook his head, "No." And thereafter, the boy often lectured other children on the rights of animals. "An ant's life, to it," he said, "is as sweet as ours is to us." And indeed, whenever he caught anyone tormenting an animal, he would admonish him openly and harshly. The young man could never pass a hog in the mud without ascertaining that the hog could extricate himself. He once even climbed up onto a tall tree carrying two baby birds that he'd found on the ground after a storm, and despite the ridicule of his friends, he did not come down until he had discovered the bird's nest and returned the tiny birds to that nest. Reflecting thus, Thomas frowned. His son was too soft for frontier life, that was clear. And as the young man at last reappeared on the flooded prairie, hip-deep in frigid water, clutching his frightened mongrel dog in his arms, Thomas wondered what on earth lay in store for such a tender heart in such tough times. Well, the answer is that the young man became what we would now call an activist, a voice for the voiceless. Remember this about him. A voice for the voiceless. In meaningful ways, he reformed his times forever after. In the early spring of 1830, Thomas and Sarah and their family eventually reached their frontier destination called Macon County, Illinois, where their son would write his first of many essays. And the subject, what else? Was his intolerance of cruelty to animals. Remember that when next you think of him. That true empathy for the abandoned and for the abused and for the misused extends to creatures everywhere, as it did from the tender heart of Thomas and Sarah's son, whom you have come to know and near revere. For their son was Abraham Lincoln. And now you know the rest of the story.